The sun refuses to set on professional baseball in Watertown. After the North Country Baseball League folded late last year, a new one is taking its place. As WRVL's Julia Botero reports, the Watertown Bucks will live again to throw their first pitch this summer.
Eddie Gonzalez is a professional baseball player who coached last summer for one of the Watertown Bucks' rivals, Rhodes City. He says last year, as he watched his team take the field every day, he remembered his own struggles trying to make it big in baseball.
I had to sleep in my car. I had to, beg for help just so I can get a Happy Meal at McDonald's.
Gonzalez says all his time and money went into trying out for teams. It was discouraging.
They didn't have a league like this for guys that were just out of college that needed, a good league to help develop and help get ready, and then it didn't exist. You were either good enough to be in those high elite leagues or you weren't.
So Gonzalez's heart sank when the owner of the North Country Baseball League, Bruce Sicari, announced last year he couldn't finance another season of baseball in Watertown. Gonzalez spoke with Sicari and decided to take the helm. Over the winter, he arranged a deal to save the league. Gonzalez says it'll be funded largely by corporate sponsorship.
We want tickets to be sold, yes, but we don't have to rely on that to make a league survive.
Gonzalez says the Watertown Bucks have made a name for themselves as a stepping stone to bigger and better things. He says last year, more than 30 players in the league were traded onto higher-level teams. Gonzalez says it was a fight to get towns to open their arms again to what was seen as a flailing league. He says the league's finances last year were on shaky footing, but their players were not.
I'm just so happy for those kids that made it, and it's for them why we want to keep doing this.
For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.